Neith studied the design of his face, the fullness of his lips, the slight ridge of his nose. "There are moments when I feel I understand you," she said, "but others not at all. So often I wish to know what you are thinking." His brows drew together. "Why do you not ask?" Neith thought on it for a moment. "I think I am afraid of being wrong. If I don't ask, I'll never get the answer I fear. I can live on in my mind." His eyes moved from hers, trailing the length of her face, lingering on her lips. She watched the bob of his throat as he swallowed. She felt she could spend hours studying the subtle movements of his body, analysing them, trying to understand their nuanced meanings. She wondered what it would be like to touch him. Not like when they were in training. She imagined her hands running up his chest and over his shoulders, over the dips and peaks of the muscle that stretched across them. Her heart quickened at the thought. "What are you thinking right now?" she asked, her voice little more than a whisper.
"Right now, I am thinking I have never met anyone like you."